Fiat Lux. Let there be light. Those are the very first words out of the mouth of God in sacred scripture. Let there be light. We heard them in our first reading tonight from the book of Genesis about an hour ago. Light is God's first visible creation in the world. And so light becomes a very important primary symbol of God and his work in creation. Its opposite, darkness, becomes a symbol of sin, of the absence of God. We know that Adam and Eve, our first parents, chose darkness over light. They fell from the grace of God. But centuries later, St. John would write, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." All of history is this battle, this dramatic battle between light and darkness, good and evil. But tonight we rejoice, for we are reminded again that light has won the victory, that good conquers evil. Satan did his best. How he must have delighted in the suffering and death of the very Son of God. On Good Friday, the light of the world seemed to be extinguished. But in fact, that light is eternal and all-powerful. It cannot be extinguished. And tonight, this holiest of nights, the light shines in the darkness. The beginning of this Easter vigil, this light, the Paschal candle, the very symbol of Christ risen from the dead, came into this church pitch black, and the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Catechism speaks of the resurrection of Christ as the crowning truth of our faith. And the Roman Missal says, therefore, that this is the greatest and most noble of all solemnities that we celebrate tonight, the solemnity of the resurrection of Christ from the dead, the crowning truth of our faith. And we need this reminder, do we not? For there is so much darkness all around us, so much suffering, so much sin, violence on our own city streets, and even in mothers' wombs, divisions between nations and within families, chains of addictions to things that promise happiness but leave us empty, so much darkness. And yet, the light shines in the darkness. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, the conqueror of sin and death. And as we behold his light tonight, shining before us in this pillar of flame, what is the will of God for us in all of this? It is that we too would catch fire with that light. For that ultimately is the grace of our baptism. The light of the world shines on our hearts. The light of faith kindled within us. The flame spreads to the soul baptized, which we are reminded of tonight. Each of us carried into this church a candle lit from the Paschal candle. The divine fire, in the words of the Exultet, becomes a fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by sharing of its light. The darkness of the culture of death is scattered not only by the light of Christ, the head, but also by the light that shines in each of us, his members, the body of Christ. We are joined to him, and we become his light in the world. Tonight, around the world, countless souls of the elect are catching fire with that light as they are baptized. And we are called to renew the grace of our baptism, to be shaken out of that complacency into which we so easily settle. We are called to keep the flame alive by regularly being in contact with the light of the world, by allowing him to continually kindle his light within us. We do that above all by meeting him every day of our lives in prayer and in the encounters with others in which he is present. There's an ancient Holy Saturday sermon that recalls Christ descending among the dead, speaking to Adam, "I appointed cherubim to guard you as slaves are guarded," when God created Adam and Eve in the garden and had the cherubim guarding the garden at the gate. "But now," he says, "I make them worship you as God." The divine life, the very life of God, inflames our hearts, so that our hearts are ablaze like the fire that consumes the Sacred Heart of Christ. That's the fruit of his resurrection. That's the fruit of our baptism, which he desires to renew in each of us tonight. Our world needs us to be saints whose hearts are ablaze with the fire of charity. As St. Catherine of Siena said, "If you are who you should be, you will set the world on fire." My brothers and sisters, we who are sons and daughters of God, if we are who we should be, saints in the world, we will set the world on fire. Tonight, the light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, will not, overcome it. May our hearts tonight catch fire anew. May we become the saints we've been created to be, and so set the entire world on fire with the love of God. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.